Thomas C. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating the neurological report on Fallon, F-A-L-L-Y, and Gallagher, G-A-L-L-A-G-H-E-R. Address is 2529 Lincoln Street, Las Molinas, California, 96055-9800. Phone is 530-200-0021. Cell 530-200-0022. Her date of birth is 10/26/2000. ID is XXX XX 1422. 21-year-old. Single. Administrative assistant. Pharmacy is Latimer/Elmore. Red Bluff - Los Molinos is addressed to. Dan McDaniel, MCDANIEL, MD. Austin Medical Group, 2450 Sister Mary Columba Drive, Red Bluff, California, 496080-4356. Phone is 530-527-0414. Fax 530-528-4423. The clinical indication. History recurrent cephalgia / migraine. History and findings of GILLESDELATOURETTES syndrome. New paragraph, comorbid medical problems, essential hypertension, dyslipidemia, hypothyroidism, vitamin D deficiency, cobalamin deficiency, anemia, fine motor impairment, previous screening for cervical carcinoma. Dear Dan McDaniel and professional colleagues, thank you for referring Fallon Gallagher for neurological evaluation. New paragraph, as you have reported, she has a longstanding history of Guillain-Barré syndrome with sudden transient head movements one way or the other, affecting her cervical area when active, and also reportedly her right thumb. Episodes of various motor tics, comma, sniffing, with a similar familial history in her father. New paragraph. She was seen initially on May 24th, 2022. Reporting no significant past medical history, comma, a history of endocrine hormonal therapy, comma, wearing eyeglasses, comma, history of stomach pain, comma, history of headaches and nervousness. And symptoms related to stress, previous history of psychiatric care, comma, menstrual tension pain, no significant social history. New paragraph, she reports being homeschooled. New paragraph. She gave a family history of arthritis, asthma, hay fever, with her father's history of chemical dependency and symptoms of Tourette's. New paragraph, neuromusculoskeletal review of systems. General, she reports depressed nervousness. Head, she reports constant front, back, sides, headaches evolving to migraine, uncertain etiology, improved by time and rest, no similar family history. New paragraph. Neck, she reported intermittent back pain, neck pain, jaw pain with her migraines. Tics causing repetitive motor activity resulting in neck stiffness. Aggravated by tics, improved by massage sometimes, with a sense of stiffness in her back side of her neck, without swelling or paresthesias, upper back and arms, intermittent upper back stiffness and soreness, aggravated by tics, improved by massage, stretching, and heat pad, no myospasm, stiffness in the upper back and neck, no swelling or paresthesias, middle back, no symptoms reported. Shoulders, she has intermittent soreness and tightness in the shoulder blades, lower neck, upper back, frequently, mild to moderate in severity, without radiation, paresthesias, or weakness. Elbows, no symptoms reported. Wrists, she believes that she has, she reported stiffness, tingling, some weakness. Because of overuse due to tics, physical therapy 6 years ago. No symptoms in the hips, ankles, or feet. New paragraph. She gives a clear clinical history of persistent common headaches evolving to migraine. New paragraph. She gives a history of Tourette syndrome since the age of 4, a possible past history of closed head injury, but no clear precipitating events. New paragraph. When seen today accompanied by her father, he provided additional history, but there was no other disclosing history regarding her clinical symptoms or findings. New paragraph. Her neurological examination shows a pleasant, intelligent, right-handed, mildly obese woman who's alert, oriented, and who is in no apparent distress, demonstrating tick movements that increase with anxiety. Her tick movements are usually sudden transient head movement turnings to the right or the left, but no other obvious tick movements in the body were seen today or on her initial examination. New paragraph. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 are otherwise unremarkable. New paragraph for motor examination shows normal bulk tone strength. Sensory examination was intact all modalities. New paragraph for deep tendon reflexes are 2 over 4. Without pathological primitive signs, new paragraph, sensory examination is intact to touch, temperature, vibration, proprioception, simultaneous stimulation, new paragraph, cerebellar / extrapyramidal rapid alternating successive movements and fine motor speed are all preserved. Distraction maneuvers do not demonstrate increased neuromuscular tension, rigidity, or cogwheeling. New paragraph. Her ambulatory examination is otherwise fluid and non-ataxic. Romberg negative. New paragraph. Laboratory. High-resolution neuroquant contrast, non-contrast brain scan was accomplished on June 14, 2022. And shows the hypo-enhancing focus in the central and right aspect of the pituitary gland, measuring 4 by 2 by 4 millimeters, with the gland being otherwise unremarkable, and the brain scan otherwise being normal without any hippocampal volume loss. New paragraph. Diagnostic electroencephalogram was completed at Orville Medical Center, interpreted by Professor John Schmidt, M.D., F-A-H-A-F-A-A-N. Subparagraph, the study showed normal stage 2 sleep. New paragraph, there was left frontotemporal spike activity associated with clinical facial tics, which would spread to the right hemisphere. Subparagraph, the study was abnormal and consistent with the electrographic findings of seizure. New paragraph, diagnostic impression. Fallon Gallagher presents with some history of hormonal difficulty and the findings of a pituitary adenoma. New paragraph. She has left frontotemporal findings of an epileptiform focus consistent with and diagnostic of her motor movements previously described as Tourette's syndrome. New paragraph recommendations. In consideration of this history and presentation, we refer her to the specialty clinic at UC Davis for pituitary tumors for evaluation recommendations. New paragraph. I will initiate her on topiramate beginning at 25 milligrams BID, increasing to 50 milligrams initially BID with medical follow-up in consideration for readjustment of her regimen. New paragraph. Today, I had a prolonged face-to-face discussion answering many questions from Fallon and her father regarding the medication, side effects, complications, benefits, and expected outcomes. New paragraph, I indicated to them that I would anticipate that a progressive and well-reasoned readjustment of her regimen may bring her focal seizures-Tourette's symptoms under control, for which she will need to remain on the anticonvulsant medicine for a period of at least 5 years. New paragraph. A handout on the medication listing all the possible side effects and complications was also provided today to answer their questions and concerns. New paragraph, I'll see her back for reevaluation several weeks, adjusting her regimen as necessary. Subparagraph, I'll send a report then, my signature.